Hi, I'm Scott Hallman,
your pastor for the day.
Today I want to talk about something many see as a negative, but it's actually a positive: boundaries. Our nation is engaged in an internal war on the subject, ironically, when boundaries are a very godly and necessary thing, so much so that we all have them, whether we realize it or not. This message was inspired by Lisa Turkhurst, an author I became aware of when she was interviewed because of her book, Good Boundaries and Goodbyes. Love that title. Among other things, after all, she did write a book on the subject. Turkhurst speaks of the first boundary ever established, that God set up for Adam and Eve in the garden, and the boundary was around the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. As in all things of God regarding his people, as Genesis 50:20 says, God meant it for good. But all Satan had to suggest, even though it was the only boundary Adam and Eve had, was that perhaps it wasn't for good, but to keep them from having something more. Now the key is that when Adam and Eve violated that boundary, God had to set up more. Now the whole garden was blocked off by a boundary, and God no longer walked with Adam and Eve enjoying perfect weather every day. And with every subsequent sin, more boundaries had to be established until by the time of Exodus there were 613 of them. Boundaries are a very godly thing, and Turkhurst's book made me examine a few that I've set up in my own life. One of them is a distance I put between myself and those who've hurt me. Some may define this as unforgiving, but it's not that at all. It's protection. Nowhere in the Bible does God instruct us to put ourselves in harm's way out of forgiveness. When Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery in Genesis 37, which then led to 2 years in prison, he forgave them, but didn't open himself up again to them to do the same thing to him. When he was unrecognizable to them, he treated them harshly and even put one in prison temporarily while he evaluated if they had changed. Did they repent of what they did to him, or were they just the same brothers who had to be restrained from killing him before selling him into slavery? When he overheard them talking about the guilt of what they had done to him, he blessed them 1,000 times over, happy to have his family back. This story is my model. When I'm not a nomadic pastor, I'm sitting in the driver's seat of a school bus, and remember a day when 2 young siblings had to wait in our bus station break room for their mother, who had to get off work and come pick them up there. As God would have it, someone had brought in a bunch of delicious soft pumpkin cookies that day, and I offered them one, which they accepted gratefully, the cookie bigger than their hands. I didn't think anything of it until I walked away and another driver told me that at least 5 others had offered them a cookie, but they refused each time. Then another driver who was hanging around said something that stirred my heart. That's because they were waiting for someone they trust, he said. These kids, just ages 4 and 6, had set up boundaries regarding whom they would accept a cookie from, and somehow I was inside their circle of trust. What an incredible honor. We all have similar boundaries in our lives. Are they godly ones? Trust is a very difficult thing to earn and very easy to lose, and boundaries are what separates those with trust from those without it. Establish your boundaries carefully with God as your contractor, and always remember, do your best and let God do the rest. Merry Christmas, everyone, and may God bless you. This has been Scott Hallman as your pastor for the day.